Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Ron and Anian. There's a hierarchy in auto repair in terms of parts. You know, there's the holy grail, the manufacturer. Then there's the automotive aftermarket with a name brand part. And then there's, you know, that white box part that comes from somewhere other than, well, comes from somewhere. We're just not sure where.
The Car Doctor.
They're basing it on it's Walmart's fault because the engine had 1 quart of oil in it.
Still in it, yes.
Well, but that doesn't make any sense.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I think where I want to start today is, let's do a little bit of business, a little bit of maintenance, so to speak, for Bob in Connecticut, who called in on, I think it was last week's show, one of the hours. He had the 09 Cadillac CTS, and he was looking for the circulation water pump. You know, they ran two water pumps those years for on a couple of GM vehicles. Bob has one of them, that if the vehicle had a high ambient, it was operating in a high ambient temperature situation, and they wanted to circulate the coolant to help cool it down, and they would run the fans and do some other things that to keep the vehicle from boiling over and having cooling system issues. So his circulation pump, so to speak, is obsolete. And we've been talking about it here on the show, and we've, you know, and we've reached out, we've mentioned it on air, and bless you, some of you responded, a lot of you responded actually, and a lot of people mentioned, and I don't know if I mentioned this to Bob, so Bob, if you're listening, you know, have you considered GM Overstock? You know, I think it's GMOverstock.com, or if you just Google search GM Overstock, it will come up with GM Parts Stock or PartsOverstock.com, I believe is the website. And, you know, they may have it. If not, they may be able to provide you with a lead, you know, but somebody's going to have that out there on a shelf. You know, I just can't believe that it's just gone, but I get it. I'm looking for parts for my 04 Suburban and I can't find those either. So, it seems it's funny, boy, when they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, it's sad because a lot of things probably get thrown out that we could otherwise use. So, but try that. Go look at overstock.com and then Google search GM obsolete and see what websites come up for that too, in case I didn't mention that for you, Bob. But I just wanted to relay that. That's what came in from the listeners here. Best radio show on the planet. You guys really rock. And I just want to mention also before we get started today that Cody Smith, we've never had Cody on the show before. He is the technical advisor and one of the instructors for Cloy's Gear. Cody's going to be joining us down around the bottom of the hour, talking about timing chains, timing chain components, the do's, the don'ts, what to look for, how to avoid having to replace a timing chain, some of the things you should be doing to get more, you know, to get, you know, longevity out of it, and some of the things you better not do if you don't want to have to replace your timing chain. So that's Cody Smith. He'll be with us down around the bottom of the hour. But right now I want to start, before we go into the phones, I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that, go on during the course of the day at the shop. We had a 06 Toyota Camry this week at the shop, and first time in, a new customer, brother of another customer, kind of a thing, and, you know, pleasant, you know, good customer in that sense, but just a tough car. 06 Camry with about 100,000 miles on it, and it, you know, it came in, and it was, you know, do what you have to do, tune it up, service it, you know, it's I've got to drive, this is my train station car, but I'm going to be driving it, I want to, you know, just drive it as long as I can. It was mom's, and we want to keep it going. Okay. You know, so we went through and we did our thing, and we did a checklist. We always do a checklist. We always do a stick out your tongue and say, oh, I think it's important to baseline a vehicle and know where things are. And Mark was agreeable to that, you know, and we did that. And we came up with a couple of things that, well, let's fix this today and maybe this tomorrow. And maybe we're not going to fix this, but we'll be aware of it. But it was the can of worms, the proverbial can of worms that you fall into that you don't expect, that you know, you just can't believe the way previous people have repaired a vehicle or attempted to repair a vehicle, and then you fall down the rabbit hole. And falling down the rabbit hole is just the worst. So one of the things that it needed was it needed a left front tire. It had three different brands of tires on it. And, you know, it's an older car. We're not so worried about technology catching up and being a tire issue. But the left front tire was bald on the edges, and there was not much left in the middle either. So we went to put a tire on it. Naturally, we go to put a tire on it, and one of the lug nuts snaps. Clean off. Just bang. Right? And, you know, we see this, believe it or not, on Toyotas. Toyotas and Hondas, but mostly Toyotas. We've noticed this over time that they... If the hubcaps, it sounds really goofy, but if the hubcaps aren't on the vehicle, they tend to rust the front lug nuts, or, well, all the lug nuts, any lug nuts that the hubcaps are missing, you know, on the old steel wheel cars. And this one was no exception. It didn't disappoint us. We just put the air gun on it, and, you know, no excessive torque. Not that you, how much excessive torque can there be to, you know, you're removing the lug nut, not putting it on. And it just snapped clean, just broke. Got the other four off, no problem. They weren't as rusty, and I still stand by my, I think the hubcaps have something to do with it theory. And we had to take it apart, take the caliper apart, rotor, you know, get a new lug nut in, or get a new stud in there using lug nuts, and get that on its way. So that was a little bit of a surprise. The real backbreaker was it needed a belt. The serpentine belt was dried out and cracking, and we went to do it, and it was Danny's job to start. And he, you know, hey, Ron, come here a minute. And I went over and I looked, and he was trying to put, there's a usually a hex on the SERP belt tensioner, 15 millimeter hex nut, 15, 17, some of them vary, but, you know, it wasn't there. It had been broken off by the previous mechanic in an attempt to replace the belt some time ago. And we didn't understand that, but now we do. The belt was replaced about 5 years ago, and now we understand why it failed, because judging by the quality and craftsmanship exhibited in terms of replacing the belt, we don't think they did a very good job. And we couldn't really identify the brand that it was. It was probably a white box belt, and that led to its demise, along with, you know, who knows how it was installed. Was it installed properly? Was it handled properly? And so on. But the adjuster, not the adjuster, but the ability to grab the adjuster, the means by which you would put a wrench on the serpentine belt adjuster, was gone. It was just the ear of the tensioner was just broken off. Now, I called up. I scoured the parts houses. We're talking about an 06 vehicle that's 18 years old. And lo and behold, nobody had one. Not available today. We could get one in 2 days. It was the closest availability. for us. So we, you know, we've got to get this car out today. Mark needed it today. He has to go to work the next day, kind of a thing. And, you know, it would have just made it difficult for him. So we're faced with the, gee, do we leave the cert belt on there that's cracking and falling apart? And I can just hear, you know, come on down the rabbit hole with Alice. We're going to go into Wonderland. And here we go. So I said to Danny, I said, there's got to be a way to compress the tensioner and, you know, to get it down and be able to replace the belt. And we recalled that in the back room, we have these, I mean, there's like super colossal zip ties. They're pretty hefty. They're easily 3/8 of an inch, maybe a half inch wide. And, you know, they'll lock on. They've got a metal fang in there. It's not plastic. It's a metal zip tie insert. So we compressed the pulley. We pressed against the pulley using the old belt. We didn't care whether the old belt's getting replaced. We wedged a pry bar into the cert belt pulley against the block itself. We found a place to press, and we were able to push it down, put the zip tie on, pull it tight. It held in place, and real quick, we got the belt off, got the new belt on, cut the tie, we're done. You know, you don't think you're going down the rabbit hole. And, you know, we've got to get the car out, and customer needs his car, and we can't get parts, and you've got to get creative. And I guess it's partly, you know, you just sort of expect, not a headache, but you just expect a challenge when you're working on a first-time vehicle. Because, you know what, I've said this for years, it's there's always something about that first-time car. There's always something you're going to see, and it takes one, two, maybe three visits to get that car cleared up and brought up to speed in terms of correctness, in terms of quality, in terms of safety. And yeah, this car did not disappoint. And we kind of laughed about it a little bit after the fact, but we also pointed it out to Mark, and he explained to me that it was his mom's car, and he wasn't quite sure where mom had been taking it, and, you know, so on and so forth. So, but all's well that ends well, as we like to say. And Mark got out on the road, and, you know, he's out there motoring about. We've got some power steering parts coming in for him, and we're going to do that next. So anyway, let me pull over, take a pause. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. We'll be back to open up the phone lines right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
For the best in car advice, give Ron a call, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Andy in the Car Doctor. Let's go over to Tom in West Nyack. I think Tom's a return call from a previous show. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You know, we called Tom back, full disclosure, because we wanted to make sure we were clear on the previous show when we gave him some information. Tom, refresh the listeners. What are you up against? What are you trying to do
to your car. What kind of car is it?
It's a 2020 Subaru Legacy, and I'm replacing the rear brake pads.
Right. Okay. And Tom has electronic or electric parking brake, as we say. And the issue is that you need a scan tool, right? Technology has caught up to us to this point now. You can't just do a simple brake job. You need a scan tool in order to retract the rear pistons, right? That's what Tom's trying to do at this point. And he's having some issues. So when we spoke last, Tom, I just want to make sure we were clear. You're going to take the scan tool. You're going to go in, and I know the launch has it. I know that's what you're using. And you're going to go to brakes or service mode, however they title it. And there'll be a point there where it says brake service mode or maintenance mode, depending upon how they language it in the tool. And what you're doing is you're winding the actuator. There's an electric actuator on the back of your calipers, correct, Tom?
Yes, there is.
And you're just going to wind those actuators back, and that puts the actuator at zero, for lack of a better way to put it. Okay. And then once you do that, if the pistons don't come back on their own, you shouldn't have to turn them. And I caught this in our previous call, which is why we reached back out to you, because I wanted to make sure I was clear, because I don't think I had clarity in my mind. I was thinking of how we were attacking this from a different way. The piston should just push in. Have you tried just pushing it in?
No, I didn't. It's the screw type.
Yeah,
you know, with the divots on both sides. So that's, I just thought that's, I thought by pushing it in that I would be doing damage. I'm aware of the old style,
right?
You know, use the C clamp or the ratcheting retractor for the old style,
right? The gizmo
calipers,
right?
Right.
Yeah. Try pushing it in. I've seen it both ways, and that's what made me think of it. I said, "Why? What are we missing here?" Because I still find it hard to believe that a 4-year-old Subaru, with less than 50,000 miles on it, cook two calipers. That just doesn't make sense to me.
I'm agreeing with you that it would be that would be the case on both sides. The car is clean as a whistle. As a matter of fact, you served it. You serviced it just a few months ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure.
Yeah, you may remember you put the Michelins on my wife's car.
Yes. Now it's coming back to me. Gotcha.
Yeah, it caused in beautiful shape. I thought this was going to be a 10-minute, get up in the morning, have a cup of coffee, go in the garage, and bang it out. But it didn't. I thought maybe I was doing something wrong. Because initially I did go to, YouTube for my information.
Right.
And every place I go to is either guys are taking the actuator off. I actually saw one guy after just a little while ago. He didn't even. He doesn't have a scan tool. He just turned the piston in, which I thought. At this point, I don't know what's right and what's wrong. And you're telling me that it doesn't even have to be turned in once you use the scan tool. And I believe you. That's why I called you, because I'm looking for the right answer.
I've seen it both ways. I've actually seen some of these where they will retract the piston, and I've seen some of these where you have to push the piston. But and that's why I called you back, because if turning it doesn't do it, then it's got to push in. It's one or the other. And the fact that, and this is what it left me with, sometimes I think about the calls after we go off air, because when I go on to the next one, because it's always cooking in the back of my brain if I don't think I got to a conclusion. The fact that the parking brake works after you disassembled it, did whatever you did, and then reassembled it.
Yep. I put everything back together with the old parts, drove the car, put the emergency brake on, and
it holds.
It's like I was never there.
Right.
It holds.
You put the car in neutral on a hill, it holds by parking brake.
Everything, yep. Yeah. Not an issue.
Yeah, then.
It's like I was never there.
Yeah, you haven't got the right procedure yet for this. And I bet you you pull the actuators back by scan, put it in maintenance mode, and I bet you're going to be able to just push that piston straight in. By whatever old school technology,
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try that tomorrow or Monday.
Right.
I'll see where I land. Yeah, there's got to be something. The car is clean as a whistle.
Right.
I don't see why those pistons should be frozen at this point either. So you're probably right. I'm probably doing a lot wrong. I'm probably doing a lot right, but I'm probably doing one thing wrong.
Well, I think Edison learned 42 different ways not to make a light bulb or whatever the number was. So. That's how we learn.
Got to make mistakes.
Right. That's how we learn. That's why God put erasers on pencils. But I think that you're going to find that they're just going to push right in. And then, of course, and I just want to make sure you know this, so once you get past that with the calipers, you're going to pull out each caliper slide pin.
Yep, grease them up.
Clean it, grease them up. You know, we like silicone brake grease, the whitish clear looking stuff, and put a dab of that. Don't overload it, because you'll put the piston into hydraulic lock, the sleeve into hydraulic lock, and, you know, that's a whole nother story.
Subaru actually supplies that that grease with their pads. I'm using the original equipment
good.
On it.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, listen, I just that one was hanging in the back of my mind, and I just wanted to make sure that we leave no stone unturned.
I totally appreciate the call back, and if things go the way they're supposed to, I'll send you a thumbs up.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Good beans. All right,
Thank
Tom.
You, sir.
You be well. Yes, sir.
You have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Sometimes it's a procedural thing, and when you're trying to accomplish something and get it done, you know what? Like Einstein said, right? I keep quoting him lately. He must be on my mind, you know, about research. Sometimes you just got to take your time and do a little bit of research and work your way back from the edge or the brink and, decide which way are we going. But I think in Tom's case, listen, we go through it all the time. We'll look at a car and we've done procedure A 40 times. And then you get to the 41st car. And then you've got to rethink that. You know, what am I doing wrong? Why isn't this working? A lot of times, I can't tell you how many times, but a lot of times, the most current, best service information, sometimes stuff right from the manufacturer itself, you're in factory SI, factory service information, and it's not current because somewhere they changed the vendor, somewhere a procedure changed, and it hasn't been relayed out to the repair shops yet, whether it be dealer or aftermarket. So, it still takes deductive reasoning and logic to repair an automobile. Bottom line. So that's it. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. The number here is 855-560-9900. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our next
guest is no stranger to either the automotive world or the media. Cody Smith of Cloy's Gear is a technical product director and also does a great deal of their videos for social media, and he's a presenter at various industry events around the country. You know, I've been watching Cody from afar for a while now, and I've been a longtime user of Cloy's as well. It's good stuff, and he's a great talent for the industry, and we're happy to have him here with us. Cody Smith, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Hey, thank you, Ron. It's great to be here.
You know, timing chains. Engines have timing chains, right? They have to have some form of a timing component. If you were going to, you know, give us a little timing chain 101, explain it to the listeners. What is a timing chain? What does it do?
Well, the timing chain is pretty simply the component that's going to connect your crankshaft up to your camshaft and keeps the engine timing correct. You know, automotive timing systems have gone through many transitions over the years. You know, commonly in antique vehicles, you're gonna find, you know, gear to gear type timing sets. You know, that transitioned into the common three piece timing sets that everybody kind of traditionally knows, in your small block Chevrolets, you know, direct from the crank up to the cam and a push rod V8. And then the modern era, seeing the timing belt be introduced. And that kind of occurred due to, you know, the proliferation of overhead cam engines, where you had a much longer distance between the crank to the camshafts.
You know, Cody, why didn't they stay with timing belts? You know, they went from chain, they went to belt, and then now they're back to chain again, and they're back to belt again. You know, why does it vary so much? Is it the engine design that creates the difference in the need?
Yeah, the engine design and really the technology. I mean, the biggest reason why we're seeing timing chain systems in modern vehicles was the introduction of variable valve timing. So variable valve timing is typically oil pressure operated. With that being said, the VVTs need to be inside of the oil, you know, the crankcase, the oil bath. Once the introduction of that technology kind of took over, everything shifted back to a timing chain system underneath the timing cover.
So back up a second now, you know, 40 years ago, we'll use a small block Chevy. It was kind of like a bicycle sprocket, right? You had a big gear, a little gear, and, you know, it was like a bicycle chain. And you had a chain that, you know, connected the two sprockets together. Basic timing chain componentry. And then within the last 10 years, now we have engines that'll have, you know, four cams and one crank, or four cams, one crank, an idler, a tensioner, a drive the water pump. All of a sudden that timing chain is the essential backbone of the engine, right? And it's added more stress and more, it does more of a job. Has the amount of timing chain, obviously the responsibility of the chain has gone up. Do you see more timing chain failures as a result of that added stress?
Oh, for sure. Like you said, it can drive up to four cams, you know, and sometimes you have multiple chains inside the engine to do that. A three chain system or even a four chain system is definitely possible. Just the demands on a modern system with a VVT operation, like you said, water, driving a water pump, driving a balance shaft, driving an oil pump, just the demands on timing chain systems are way more than they used to be, for sure.
So if you know, in a shortened sentence of, if there's something the consumer out there listening or the shops out there that are listening to get their customers to do, what sort of maintenance can people do to help promote the life of a timing chain? Because it's not something you can reach in and grease or lubricate, or, you know, it's not a service item during the course of an oil change, for example. But there are things people can do to extend the life of a timing chain, right?
Yeah, oil is going to be the number one, the number two, and the number three things that, right, that they can do to keep a timing chain system healthy. The oil is critical, both pressure and supply. The timing chains all need to be properly lubricated. You have metal links, you know, combined with metal pins, you know, working together. So naturally, over time, there's going to be wear. And then your timing chain tensioners to keep the chain tight and keep instability from occurring. They all require a massive amount of oil to keep that chain, you know, properly tensioned. And then like I mentioned, modern variable valve timing systems also are heavily dependent on oil supply. Without that oil supply, you can get instability in that VVT system, which is going to cause damage to the timing chain system as well.
So let's talk about that for a minute. You know, we're going to pick on Ford here. And listen, we could pick on any of the engine manufacturers. They all have their issues with VVT. Ford has known issues with their variable valve timing actuators. Now, Cloyes makes replacements, right? And that's a pretty big task. It's not easy to go against Ford Engineering and say, hey, we're making a better mousetrap, right? Mm-hmm. What sort of engineering? You know, it's not like if it happened on Monday, by Tuesday, you can't have the part ready to go out the door. What sort of lead time does it take? You know, Ford decides you start to look in engines as they fail and break down. You know, is it 3 months to market? Is it 6 months to market? And what's sort of some of the steps that you have to go through to verify that what you're doing is actually competent, if not better? And with Cloyes, it's always better. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So kind of in the aftermarket, we had the benefit of some hindsight. You know, applications that we're developing to have been on the market for a while. We see the issues. We see some of the solutions that maybe the OE manufacturers come up with along the way to help those, you know, initial problems that a new platform may have. Being an internal engine component, we're not coming to market with products as quick as, you know, a brake pad manufacturer may do. You know, a lot of times an internal engine component is going to be covered by the powertrain warranty for much longer than, you know, most product lines are. So we've got a little bit of benefit there. We've got time to kind of study applications, study, fixes from the OE manufacturer and come up with a good solution when necessary to correct some of these issues.
So do the manufacturers come and talk to you guys? Do they, you know, recognize you for what you are and who you are and say, hey, we've got this problem. How can we make it better? Have you ever had that opportunity?
Well, Cloyes is an OE manufacturer. We've worked with Ford and GM and Nissan and many others in the past. So there is a relationship there. But yeah, a lot of times we're looking at what they've done on their own to find solutions in the aftermarket.
So when, you know, Ford's VVT actuators, it's a problem, right, on the trucks and such, the engines that have it. Is it the actuator itself, or is it more a case of people aren't doing, you know, the three reasons of the three levels of maintenance, oil? Are they doing cheap oil changes, incorrect oil changes, you know, too long of an oil change interval, and it's just beating the actuators up and they don't work?
Yeah, it can kind of be a combination of everything. You know, maintenance is absolutely critical. You know, on the Ford phasers that have the real bad, you know, reputation, on the Ford, like 5.4 liter, three valve engines, those suffered a lot from camshaft journal wear, and the VVT actuators are fed from the solenoid through the camshaft journal into the camshaft in order to get the oil supply to the phasers up front. And a lot of those were suffering some camshaft journal wear, which was not allowing the oil supply to properly reach the VVT. And then we did some things in the aftermarket on the Cloyes replacements to help in situations like that, for sure.
So in this day and age of tight supply chains, right, it's a tight supply line out there. You know, today in the shop we couldn't get oil filters. You ever hear of a car called Honda? We were out of Honda oil. You know, we couldn't get, and we buy them by the case. The supply house was out of Honda oil filters for today. Today and tomorrow probably won't see a shipment until Friday. And, you know, at what point and how, you know, does that affect Cloyes? You know, you've got to get to the stage where you're going to, you know, you can't get certain componentry and you're always sourcing. Have you changed how you, you know, create these kits that you make?
Well, there's definitely been changes. You know, I will say Cloyes was, you know, leading the industry when it comes to fill rates during the COVID, you know, time period. They did a wonderful job preparing for it, having multiple sources for components to be prepared for situations like that, and just, you know, working on our feet to get, you know, approved, you know, push products through the approval process, you know, to ensure that we had parts to supply our customers. So.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's critical. You guys are so big. You know, you're like the unsung supplier behind the scenes that nobody sees. And, you know, it's when Cloyes runs out of something, it's a problem because a lot of the industry comes to a halt, especially engine assembly. And without engines, we can't put vehicles together. And without vehicles, we don't have an economy, you know, new or used, right?
We run into many issues where the OE manufacturers were back ordering chains. They were 6 months behind, you know, 6 months turned into a year real quick. And we were keeping vehicles on the road just on our own, just because we had parts and nobody else did.
Yeah, I betcha. Hey, Cody, let's pull over, take a pause. Let me ask you to sit tight for a minute. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm here talking with Cody Smith of Cloyes. gear and product. We're going to both take a pause and be right back after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. We're here talking with Cody Smith of Boys Gear and Product. Cody, welcome back, sir. Thanks for sticking around. Can we talk a little bit about replacement interval? You know, is there a replacement interval for timing chains and components? I mean, what parts fail first? Is there something the listeners should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, there kind of is and there kind of isn't. I mean, chain systems will fatigue before the expected lifespan of an engine, but don't expect a vehicle manufacturer to provide you a replacement interval for, you know, time and chain systems like they would on a belt system. Time and chain systems really aren't considered by manufacturers as an internal engine component. Or they are, you know, considered an internal engine component. So, you know, the interval is just not provided like they would on a belt. The expected lifespan, you know, kind of greatly depends on the oil system health for sure, but also the engine design and you know, the demands placed on the engine.
Is it acceptable, you know, I mean, can we get an engine to 200,000 miles and maybe it doesn't need anything, but it's had the three levels of maintenance, oil. and then, you know, the other engine, you know, the identical vehicle at 100,000 miles, you know, yeah, we went to 10,000 miles on one oil change and we went to 12 on the other. And then we did one at 6 and then we did one at 8. And yeah, it wasn't, you know, maybe we didn't use the best oil we could find. We kind of didn't worry about manufacturer spec. Is that the one that is more likely at the 100,000 mile mark to need that timing chain or have a stretch chain or guide failure and all the other possible ways that chains go bad?
Yeah, for sure. But there's definitely other factors there. You know, manufacturers are constantly trying to reduce like noise, vibration and harshness and reduce, you know, rotating mass. No two timing systems are the same, so you're naturally going to find systems that don't hold up as well as others do. So those NVH initiatives, they have a huge impact on the design of a timing chain system. So some chain systems are just designed to withstand a little more abuse than others are.
Right.
You know, and then you said, of course, oil change intervals and maintenance is huge.
Does coolant, you know, correct coolant service, a properly operating cooling system, you know, an engine that's running a little hotter than it's supposed to, is that going to have an effect on timing chain componentry somehow, some way?
I mean, it definitely could. you know, I would consider kind of the impact on the oiling system when you're speaking to, you know, engine operating temperatures and things like that.
Right.
So of course, a good, healthy operating oil system at proper, you know, oil temperatures is going to lubricate better than, you know, than otherwise.
So everything comes back to maintenance, right? Just keep doing what they're doing. Oil changes, coolant service, probably even fuel system cleaning, keeping the engine running balanced and clean, a good PCV system. Everything comes back to affecting oil life and its ability to lubricate and do what it's supposed to do. And
And you nailed it on the PCV system. You know, engines that have issues with PCV are definitely, you know, you're going to see hand in hand PCV issues with time and chain issues,
right,
for sure.
So, Cody, in our last minute and a half, Cloys, they make some common kits now, right? What are some of the common engines? I mean, you guys cover everybody, but what are some of the big sellers right now that Cloys has come to market with?
Oh, you know, we've got a full OE replacement line. We cover over 90% of all, you know, vehicles in the North American market. You know, of course, most commonly our heavy hitters are going to be like the GM High Future V6 that, you know, had timing system issues from the start. The Ford 3.5 EcoBoost applications, and even the front-wheel drive 3.5s are big because of the driving of the water pump, and water pumps typically have a little sooner replacement interval than the timing system, so a lot of times the system getting replaced as a preventative measure. And then, of course, GM Ecotec is huge. And then we still see a ton of the Ford modular applications, even though it seems like they hadn't built that engine now in 15 years, but right, we still sell a bunch of those things.
Yeah, and I guess that's because there's just so many of those vehicles still out there on the road. And, you compare the price of a new pickup truck, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, to the price of a timing chain overhaul, a couple of grand. It sure makes sense, right?
Yep, especially with the price of used vehicles and new vehicles now.
Right, yep. Hey, Cody, where can the listeners go get more information if they want to, you know, read more about Cloys and maybe possibly see you on your YouTube channel? You big star, you.
Yeah. Just visit our website at cloys.com, our YouTube channel. Just search Cloys on YouTube, and that should pull right up. And if you really want to keep up to date with new, you know, videos and product offerings, you can join our ShopMasters community on our website at cloys.com. We'll send you a newsletter about once a month. We're not going to fill your inbox full of clutter, but that'd be the best way to really keep up with what we've got new.
Cool beans. Cody, it's been an absolute pleasure, sir. We'll get you back again real soon. You have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Thanks, Ron.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Was like a picture, she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair.
Welcome back, listeners. I just want to thank Cody Smith once again of Cloys Gear and Component. cloyes.com, cloyes.com is the website. If you've got any questions or you want to stay up to date, and we'll look at the product line, cloyes, cloyes.com. Interesting, right? About, it kind of comes back to its maintenance, its common sense, and keep doing those oil changes, and you'll keep that car running a good long time. Once again, thanks to Cody, and we appreciated the information from everybody who laid on us this weekend. So until the next time, let me just say real quick, I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor, and I want to remind each and every one of you, the mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See you.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.